being around polluted indoor air looks like being congested, having a sore throat, feeling run down or like your resistance is down. Dementia has been linked to poor air pollution. Now we're worried about microplastics in our air, and we know that the whole conversation going on with microplastics, not just in water, also in the air we breathe. Purified air is foundational. And all the other great stuff that you're doing to really increase your longevity, you're fighting an uphill battle if you're not purifying your air at home.
Welcome to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast, where we meet the world's top experts to explore the secrets of health, mindset, longevity, and so much more. Are you ready to take charge of your existence and biohack your life? This show is for you. Please keep in mind, we're not dispensing medical advice and are not responsible for any outcomes you may experience from implementing the tactics lying herein. So friends, are you ready to join me? Let's do this. Welcome back to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. Friends, today's episode is so invaluable. It could truly change your life when it comes to optimizing your environment. As we talk about, and as you'll soon hear, I cannot express enough the importance of removing the toxins from your air and your water. Definitely check out Air Doctor and Aqua True products. I am obsessed with their quality, with what they're doing, with their mission, all the things. And you can get a major discount when you go to melanieavalon.com/airdoctor. All the things will be there. I personally have an Air Doctor unit from the 3000 series and the shower head, which Helen sent me, and I am loving. Oh my goodness, it has completely changed my shower habits. These products can radically change your health. I am so grateful for them. And I'm so grateful for all the information that Helen shared on today's show. We talk about what's really in your air and water, everything from VOCs to dust, to heavy metals, to mold, the role of the size of particles, and how Air Doctor stands apart when it comes to that, what you need to know about HEPA and carbon filters, the importance of when you change your filters, whether or not you should use ionizing air filters, including the role of ozone, the problems with fluoride in our water, a shocking compound similar to chlorine that's not chlorine, that's in so much of our water, and which most water filters do not address, how to clean your living space, including how to vacuum and dust, the two areas in your house or apartment that you should focus on, and so much more. So again, get a major discount on these products when you go to melanieavalon.com/airdoctor. And then these show notes for today's episode will be at melanieavalon.com/airwater. Those show notes will have a full transcript as well as links to everything that we talked about, so definitely check that out. I can't wait to hear what you guys think. Definitely let me know in my Facebook group, IF Biohackers, Intermittent Fasting Plus Real Foods Plus Life. Comment something you learned or something that resonated with you on the pinned post to enter to win something that I love. And then check out my Instagram, find the Friday announcement post. And again, comment there to enter to win something that I love. Hi, friends. Did you know that one of our largest sources of toxic exposure each and every day is through our skincare and makeup? It is so frightening the effects these compounds can have on our health. So we put these products on to help us look better, and yet they actually can be aging us, contributing to health issues, fertility issues, thyroid issues, mood issues, and ready for something potentially even more shocking? A lot of these endocrine disruptors are actually obesogens, meaning they cause your body to gain weight and make it harder to lose weight. That's right, your skincare and makeup may be hindering your weight loss goals. Europe has banned thousands of these compounds, and the US has banned around a dozen. There's even a loophole from the 1960s that allows companies to put whatever they want in their products, and they don't even have to tell you. That's why I am overwhelmingly careful about the skincare and makeup that I use. But here's the thing, it can be hard to find skincare and makeup that is non-toxic and actually works. And then on top of that, that actually has all the products you need. I have found two companies, I am obsessed with their standards and use them every single day of my life and cannot recommend them enough. That's Counter, formerly known as Beauty Counter, and Crunchy. Both of these companies have incredible standards when it comes to what they put in their products. You can truly feel good about using them, and they actually work. For Counter products, go to melanieavalon.com/counter. And for Crunchy products, go to crunchy.com. That's crunchy.com/Melanie Avalon. New Crunchy customers can use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 to get 10% off. You'll also receive something special from me after your first order. I also highly recommend joining both of their loyalty programs. It's completely free to join, and with every purchase, you'll earn credit as well as other fun goodies. For all the latest updates, new products, specials, deals, and fun things for me, because yes, I love giving things away, get on my email list. That's at melanieavalon.com/cleanbeauty. You can also get text updates when you text skincare to 877-861-8318. That's skincare to 877-861-8318. So again, to shop with me and get a free gift from me after your first order, go to melanieavalon.com/counter and also crunchy.com/melanieavalon. And new customers use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 at Crunchy to get 10% off site-wide. And again, definitely join their free loyalty programs to earn credit on every order. Hi friends, exciting news. My Avalon X Spirulina is back in stock and now at a reduced price. Plus you get free shipping and my coupon code works on top of that sale price. Spirulina is honestly one of the most nutrient-dense things that you can put in your body in a whole foods, easy to eat form. It's a blue-green algae, which is a complete vegan protein packed with an incredible array of nutrients. We are talking 100% of your daily hard-to-get vitamin K, 625% of vitamin B12, over 1,000% of vitamin A, 86% of chromium, 27% of vitamin B2, plus so much more, including iron, GLA, the powerful antioxidant superoxide dismutase, and even glutathione. In fact, spirulina is so uniquely nutritious that it was actually studied by NASA to support the astronauts. I searched high and low to find the very best spirulina out there. Ours comes from a wonderful, sustainable, clean, environmentally friendly production facility in Hawaii. Not Thailand, Hawaii. And then on top of that, we did our own third-party testing for over 70 pesticides, heavy metals, toxins, all the things. This is the cleanest spirulina out there. And with spirulina, you can simplify your supplement routine and support your nutrition in one easy step. The tablets are super versatile. You can swallow them whole, blend them into smoothies, crush them up, or honestly, just eat them like I do. And again, we were out of stock, but now Avalon X Spirulina is finally back in stock at a reduced price, and my coupon code MelanieAvalon works on top of that too. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to avalonx.us/spirulina and use the coupon code MelanieAvalon to get 10% off our new reduced price plus free shipping. That's avalonx.us/spirulina with the coupon code MelanieAvalon. All right, I think that's all the things. Without further ado, please enjoy this wonderful conversation with the Senior Vice President of Ideal Living, Helen Cristone. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. I am so incredibly excited about the conversation I'm about to have. Oh my goodness, this is a topic I am personally so obsessed with, so passionate about, and I know you guys are as well, because when I was asking for questions for today's show, I just got inundated with so many very actually specific questions about what we're going to talk about, and that is the role of clean air and clean water. Basically, you know, what we are living in 24/7 and putting into our bodies for a large portion of that time as well. And I am here with honestly one of the best people to talk about this subject. So the backstory on today's conversation, clean air has been really important to me for a very, very long time. And I've historically tried a lot of different air filters. And when I came across Air Doctor, it was quite a few years ago now. I was just really, really impressed with the technology. I was impressed with their mission-based approach to everything. I dived deep into the science of their filters, and that was very impressive as well. And I'm sure we'll talk about that in today's episode. And one thing I really liked about Air Doctor was they communicated a lot their mission to make clean air affordable to everybody. So I really appreciate the model and everything about it. And then Air Doctor actually came and sponsored some shows on the Intermittent Fasting podcast. And that's where I also learned about their Aqua True, which is their water purification system, which is equally impressive and amazing. And then somewhere in the timeline of all of this, I actually met Helen Cristone, who is the Senior Vice President of Air Doctor and Ideal Living, the parent company of all of this. I met her at the Eudaimonia conference, and I've always seen their booth and her doing all the things at the different conferences and such. And I just knew I had to have her on this show to do a deep, deep dive into all of this topic. You know, what do people need to be concerned about? What do they need to be looking for in purification systems, and just all the things? So, Helen, I've really been looking forward to this for a long time. Thank you so much for what you do, and thank you for being here.
Melanie, I'm really excited to finally be here on the show with you, and I'm really excited to talk to you and your audience about all things air and water as well.
To start things off, your personal story, I'm really curious. So, like I mentioned, I'm trying to think when I really first got really obsessed with clean air and water. I think it's when I started feeling not well and I got really focused on toxins in our world and what was I exposing myself to. And I was like, I just have to clean all the things. How about for you? When did this first come on your radar in your career history? What led you to this position with Ideal Living today? Just what happened there?
Well, it's interesting. I started working with Peter Spiegel, who's the co-founder and CEO of Air Doctor and Ideal Living, like 23 years ago, a very long time ago. And I was a part of his product development team. And we have been in the air purification space for that long. And so right in the very beginning of my career, I was introduced to the importance of clean air. And then I went into the beauty business for some time. I left Ideal Living. I went into the beauty business, where I like to say I was a big part of the problem. I ended up getting pretty sick. You know, I had my own issues with my own toxic burden. I, quite young, got severe osteoporosis. I had some hormonal challenges early in my 40s. And it really made me look at my own toxic burden. And so, of course, I called Peter and I was like, Peter, you know, I'm 40 something years old. I have severe osteoporosis. I have all these health issues going on. I was literally breaking. My bones were breaking. And he was like, the first thing you need to do is purify your air and purify your water. And then a few short years after, I decided to really pivot into health and wellness. And these products made such a massive impact on my own health that I decided to come on board. And now I'm senior vice president of the companies.
Oh my goodness. Amazing. So it's interesting when you were on the product development side before having your health challenges and your epiphanies, were you developing like filters?
Yeah. I mean, we were working in the air purification space back then, and I was working on the product development of the actual air filters. It was prior to AquaChew, the water company. But yeah, we were working on air filtration, supplement development, all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, I had this in my background. And then, you know, I mean, I did about a decade in beauty and really kind of lost sight. I mean, I was that girl, right? Like, I was Miss Non-Fat Latte, sugar-free everything. I mean, I was like a walking billboard of toxicity. And although I thought I was like fit and healthy and I'm a runner and I work out and I do all the things, I was definitely like caught up in the kind of low, like non-fat, skinny everything mentality. And it really wreaked havoc on my health. And so, you know, it's so interesting that I really made a big pivot. And when I started having these health issues, like many people that are listening to your podcast, I'm sure, I had to take a good close look at my health and really start changing the way I ate, changing the way I moved, changing the way I breathed, changing the way I drank, and I really started detoxing. And the benefits have been, you know, now I've been living this clean lifestyle now for like, you know, 8 or 9 years and really feel remarkable. So yeah, I love it. I love what I do. I love educating on pure air and pure and water. I really, really am excited to talk to your listeners about it today.
Yeah. So what I find so interesting about it is, you know, so you were in the science, you were, you know, probably, I mean, clearly aware of the things in the air if you're working on technology to filter them out. And yet it took, you know, it took a personal experience, an awareness, kind of like I was saying for me, it took me becoming sick as well to become aware of the actual toxins in the air. Like I knew they were there, I guess, before, but I didn't really feel it. And so air, my question. And for example, yesterday I went over to a friend's house and I get so aware because in my apartment, I have all these air filters and I'm like very much, you know, concerned with the quality of the air. And I'm so now aware when the air is not up to par with things. So I guess the question is, when it comes to air, for example, how intuitive can we be with the quality of our air? Like if the air feels like it, you know, if we're not noticing any certain smells, like what is actually in the air? Because we can't see it. How intuitive can we be? How easy is it to detect if something is off?
Well, I think first of all, like we take breathing air for granted, you know, and unfortunately, it's sometimes too late when you start noticing that, you know, your body is really being compromised by a toxic burden. But I think like everybody runs around, we're breathing, we're not thinking about it. And I myself too, like when I'm staying in a hotel and, you know, you can just tell that the air is stale and or if there's like artificial fragrance. One great thing about Air Doctor, which I'm sure you love and appreciate, is it really lets you understand the behavior in your home that's creating air pollution within your home. Like I always like to make a joke, like when I blow dry my hair, my Air Doctor kicks on, she goes red, she's mad. You know, it's because all these volatile organic compounds are going into the air. And basically everything, especially today, that we're bringing into our households are polluting our air in some way. And super important to be purifying your air. And I always say like another way that you can kind of tell if you're tuned into it, if the air is polluted, is if you just don't feel well. You know, sometimes, you know, being around polluted indoor air looks like being congested, having a sore throat, feeling run down or like your resistance is down. And some of these things can be just from us breathing contaminated air and we just feel kind of like we're sick and under the weather. And I always kind of love to draw the traveling line. You know, when you're like in a hotel and you're on, you know, you're away for business and you're like, oh, my resistance is down. It could very well be just the air quality in the room is horrible. And it's just wreaking havoc on your health.
To that point with the traveling, I think if I had unlimited time and resources and could just like develop a new app and go take on Uber, I think there should be like an Uber or a Lyft filter or an app that does this where you can select no, you know how people have in their cars like the fragrances, like the air things. I can't do it. I literally cannot take Ubers and Lyfts because I am just worried that it's going to smell like those artificial fragrances. I can't handle it.
I mean, I think everybody, I can't handle it either. And I'm with you. And I think I love this conversation. And I really think that that is one of the pure things. Like there is any artificial fragrance in your environment, especially a confined space like a car, and when it's not your idea, you know, that is really, really unhealthy air. It is artificial fragrance is filled with phthalates that wreak havoc on women's hormones. I mean, they're known hormone disruptors. And so, you know, it really does affect us. And it's super important. I'm with you that if you're in that Lyft or Uber, roll down the windows, start moving the air in there, because the last thing you want to be is like trapped in an Uber with the little Christmas tree hanging from the rear view mirror. That's just packed with all kinds of artificial stuff.
Hey friends, I'm about to tell you how to get 10% off the ideal coffee when it comes to supporting your health. So if you guys know me, you know, I am obsessed with optimizing basically everything I consume. And that especially relates to coffee. Did you know that coffee is one of the most powerful sources of antioxidants in the modern diet? And yet, not all coffee is created equal. Between sourcing, farming practices, roasting, and contaminants, there can be a huge difference in the health impact of the coffee that you drink. That is exactly why I created Glow Coffee. Glow Coffee is a premium, specialty-grade Arabica coffee sourced from sustainable women-led farms in Colombia. It's organically grown, and we third-party test it meticulously, like every single lot, for purity. And what makes Glow especially exciting from a biohacking perspective is that we specifically made it to be rich in chlorogenic acid, or CGA. That's one of coffee's primary, most potent antioxidant compounds that has been studied for its role in metabolic health, inflammation, oxidative stress, and so much more. The elevation levels of the beans, how they're grown, and how they're roasted all affect CGA levels. So we searched high and low to find the perfect beans naturally high in CGA and tested them to confirm that, and then we roast those beans to preserve the CGA content. And then test after that as well. Coffee is already one of the potentially biggest contributors of antioxidants in the human diet, so I designed Glow Coffee to maximize those benefits while keeping it incredibly clean and high quality. And this coffee is so clean. It's grown organically, of course, but then we go even farther than that. We third-party test the beans for almost 100 toxic compounds, including pesticides, heavy metals, and mold. Oh, and perhaps the best part is it is absolutely delicious. We're talking smooth, low bitterness. It's honestly the exact coffee I personally want to drink every single day of my life. It's so bright, smooth, and delicious that it's also perfect black for fasting. No added sweeteners or cream needed. You can also splash it on your face for an antioxidant-rich toner. I do that every single day. After the sauna, after the shower, all the things. I created Glow Coffee because it's really about upgrading one of our most common daily habits into something that truly supports your health and performance. You can get 10% off with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. That's 10% off Glow Coffee with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. Are you ready to glow inside and out? Fuel your day, illuminate your way. That's glowcoffeeco.com.
Yeah, I've literally like gotten out of an Uber before. like it started going and I was like, actually, I'm going to get another Uber. Also, this is a random fun fact. I was reading a book the other day and it was talking about the history of the word priority and how now, like for the longest time, it was always singular. Like we only had one priority, but now we have so many priorities. Reason I'm saying that is when I go to the car dealership, my one priority, they'll like give me the list of everything to do to the car. And that change the air filter is usually, you know, not high on their priority list. And I'm like, you can do that. That's the one thing I want to do from like everything. So yes, I love this conversation as well. And speaking to I like what you said about how Air Doctor shows you how you're living in your home and your habits. Because so I keep mine on, I have mine in my kitchen area and I keep it on the quiet mode and the auto mode. So it's very quiet. Like it's on right now and you can't even hear it. I don't podcast in the kitchen, but I'm in an apartment, so it's not that far away. So it's very silent, but it does have this auto mode and it'll kick on if, you know, something happens that is creating these compounds in the air. And so if I'm like cooking a steak or something on my George Foreman grill, like it turns on and I'm like, oh, okay, it knows, which really makes me rethink my, you know, high heat cooking habits occasionally. So diving more into what those compounds actually are in the air. We talked about things like phthalates and fragrances, which are endocrine disruptors, and you mentioned VOCs. So what are the different things that can be in the air? And then I can ask you, because I got some listener questions about wanting to know if the filters can remove certain things, but just in general, like what all do we need to be aware of?
So you have two kind of different things. Let's say, I mean, Air Doctor has triple filtration technology. And so I'll walk you guys through what that means. We have our Ultra HEPA filter, and it's called Ultra HEPA because it removes particulates down to 0.003 microns. And I'm going to tell you why that's important. Like if you go on Amazon and you pick up a cheap, you know, HEPA filter, that's only going to remove particulate matter down to 0.3 microns. And so any particulate matter smaller than 2.5 is small enough to break the blood barrier and really travel into all your vital organs. And so it's really important when we're talking about air purification, when we're thinking about like mold and pet dander and viruses and all these things, that you're purifying your air with an Ultra HEPA filter down to 0.003 microns so you can really protect your health and you're not basically inhaling inhaling all of these particulate matter that can wreak havoc in your lungs, your heart health, you know, even, you know, dementia has been linked to poor air pollution. Now we're worried about microplastics in our air. And we know that the whole conversation going on with microplastics, not just in water, also in the air we breathe. And so that's particulate matter. So these are the big particulates that are going through the air, and really important, you're purifying down to 0.003 microns. Then you have volatile organic compounds. These are gaseous type contaminants, you know, things that are off-gassed from our gas stoves, things that are being off-gassed from cleaning materials. And like, for instance, like we just had these horrible fires here in the city of Los Angeles 6 months ago. And, you know, benzenes, like things from these fires that we had, they live on, they travel and they adhere. These volatile organic compounds, they adhere to surfaces in our homes, they get trapped in our homes, and they can live in homes for years. And so volatile organic compounds are really, really, really can be disruptive for our health. And that's the stuff that you can't really see. And so super important when you're looking for an air purifier that you get one like AirDoctor has. It's a thick, heavy carbon filter to address these gaseous type volatile organic compounds. And then lastly, the big stuff, right? Like we have a pre-filter on our unit. It picks up things like hair, dust, pet dander, you know, large mold spores, things like that. So, I mean, we've got a lot of bad stuff as I go through this list going around in our hair and when people in our air and when people are immune taxed and they have health issues, if they have asthma, if they have allergies, kids, please purify the air in their room. You know, it's more important than ever now that we're all purifying our air.
Oh my goodness, this is funny. You literally quoted the exact phrase from a listener because Amy said, she said, will they help with dust and pet stuff, which you just said. She said, we have two dogs and need to dust our living room furniture at least twice a week. And then Judy said, what's the best kind of air purifier for allergies to dust mites, which you just mentioned. And then you did mention mold, which Teresa said, can any of them actually remove mold from the air? Can we zoom in on mold a little bit? Because I think that's one that seems particularly insidious to people. And I think people are very curious and intrigued about if air purifiers can actually, you know, remove it.
You know, it's really interesting because most mold spores are pretty big, and they're usually from 0.1 microns to as big as 10 microns in size. So, you know, because AirDoctor, we remove particles down to 0.003 microns, we absolutely remove mold. Now, if you have a big mold problem in your home, you've got black mold, if you've had a leak, you need to remediate that because black mold can be deadly. And so I think that it's important to really kind of understand what's going in our homes. 75% of homes here in the United States have some sort of mold, and not everybody needs to go in and remediate. Most, I think it's really important that if you're concerned about mold, immediately get an air purifier. Don't wait, because mold can really affect different people differently. And it can actually cause some people who are a little more sensitive to get very, very sick. And so yes, AirDoctor removes mold particles down to 0.003 microns. Funny, you know, I always say that, you know, listen to your AirDoctor when it is stuck on orange or it takes a while to, you know, change back to blue. For those listening, we have a light sensor in the AirDoctor. And when the air is clean, it's blue. And then when it gets kind of mad and if the air is polluted, it'll turn red and then it'll go back down to orange when it's, you know, almost done. And then it'll turn blue again. If your AirDoctor is stuck on orange or red, really important that we're checking out what's going on in your environment. I have a great friend of mine, her AirDoctor was under a HVAC duct and it was orange, orange, orange. And she had heard me do a podcast and so she was nervous and she went and she checked the HVAC duct and it had mold in it. And she needed to get that remediated and the AirDoctor was picking it up. So I always like to say, please pay attention when your AirDoctor's cranky. It's really trying to tell you something.
I've wondered this for so long, just in general, about replacing filters and air purifiers, because a filter will have a timeline for how long it's, you know, good, working. The expiration date on these filters, so for how long it's supposed to be in there, at the end, is it essentially not working anymore? And what I mean by that is, should I actually be, because this is me trying to, like, you know, go above and beyond, should I actually be replacing the filters before they need to be replaced?
I think, you know, as a standard, we recommend that you replace the carbon filter every 6 months and the Ultra HEPA filter every year. But it's all also very dependent on your environment at home. You know, like if you have a really old home and a lot of dust and dog and dander and all the things, and you just think the filters look like they really need to be replaced, you can replace them a little earlier. I mean, a really great example of this, and it's so interesting that you bring that up. It's been exactly 6 months since the fires here in Los Angeles, and I had put a new Ultra HEPA filter and a new carbon filter in my machine. And I actually changed my filters this morning, and my Ultra HEPA filter is so black because I'm so close to the fire. So, I mean, like, you know, I think the machine will tell you when it thinks it needs the filters to be changed, but when there's extreme circumstances like wildfire smoke, or for instance, if there's like a chemical spill, you might want to change your filters a little more often. And so, like, I changed my Ultra HEPA filters out just because it's an unusual circumstance with those huge city fires, right? And so I think the rule is carbon every 6 months, Ultra HEPA every year for most of our machines. But look, it just depends on your environment.
And for listeners, you don't have to remember because it tells you when to replace them. So when it tells you when to replace it, is that just based on the amount of time that's passed, or does it also sense the filters as well, the filter status?
What happens with the machines is when the filters really start getting full. I was at my friend's house. Unfortunately, they lost a home in Altadena, and they're living in Altadena. And I mean, this is what got me to change my filters today. I popped open. Let me back up. I looked at their air doctor, and it was taking a very long time to go through its cycle. I was like, what is going on with your air doctor, right? Because I'd just given it to them 6 months ago after these fires, because they were living right in the middle of this toxic soup, right? After in this post-fire environment. And, you know, what will happen is, like, if there's a natural disaster or something happens that, you know, you need to change the filter a little earlier, your air doctor will just have a hard time, you know? Like, it really takes a while to, like, filter through the air and go through that filter cycle. But for the most part, you know, I think the rule of thumb is, outside of a complete disaster like that, the machines are really, like, we tested and pressure tested so many units. And we now have an app on some of our machines, so you can really kind of clue into what's going on in your home, when you need to change your filters. But I think 6 months is a year is pretty safe.
Gotcha. Okay. And also, yeah, sending so much love still to everybody in Los Angeles. I mean, it was really, really horrifying, everything that happened. Now, some other questions. This is just fun for me because I get to ask all these questions I have. What is the role? So if you have a unit in a room and you don't have a fan going in the room, does air naturally circulate? Like, will it filter all of the air, or will it just filter the air right around it?
You cannot purify air through walls. So I always like to say, when you select an air doctor for your house, you want to have one where you sleep and where you gather. And so those are kind of the two places. And so it's really important that we are purifying the air where we sleep, because we spend about 80% of the time in our homes in bed. And it really enables the body to detox and reduce inflammation and do all the things that we do when we're sleeping. But so, you know, the air doctor has something called KDAR, which is clean air delivery rate. And it actually moves the air in a room 4 to 5 times an hour. So you need to move the air to clean the air. And that's one of the reasons that air doctors work so well, is because it's actively, you do not need to have a fan. Air doctor will circulate the air in the room 4 to 5 times an hour, you know, depending on the unit size and the room size, to really clean the air in the room. That's why when you come home to your house with an air doctor in it, it's like your air is fresh, because it's been circulating the air in the room while you've been gone.
Yeah, how does that work? Because, you know, you don't feel like a suction feeling of air into the unit.
It pulls, it's on the sides, right? So on the sides of the units, we have the intake, and there is a fan in there that's pulling in, and it's pulling in the air, it's purifying the air, and it's like pushing out over the top of the unit. It's called clean air delivery rate. Comes in through the sides, and then the contaminated air comes in through the sides of the machine, and then it comes, purified air comes out through the top.
Awesome. And I like what you said. That's good to emphasize that, because I think people, especially if people have, you know, big house, lots of, you know, big family, I think it can be a little bit overwhelming. How am I going to, you know, address my whole house? But it's nice that you can, you know, like I said earlier with the priority, where you sleep and where you gather. That's a really great way to start. I'm probably overkill. I have so many units in my small apartment. One more other ingredient. David wanted to know, I don't know if you've been asked this before. He wanted to know if it removes nano heavy metals or nanotech. Have you been asked that before?
As it relates to nanotech, I can really just speak to particle size. So it moves down to 0.003 microns. But I can, you know, what I'll do for David is I'll ask my engineering team, because I have not been asked that, and I will circle back to you and we'll put it in the show notes.
Oh, yay. Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, my audience is really great. They always bring in some questions that...
I mean, I want to know now too, if we remove nanotech. I mean, nano is a pretty small particle, but so is 0.003. So I will question my engineers.
Awesome. Thank you. So David, check out the show notes for the answer to that. And then another question. So some of the air purification systems out there, not Air Doctor, will do a lot of literature on how they like kill things in the air rather than just capture things in the air. So I'm wondering, what is the role of capturing these particles into a filter versus actually killing them with whatever technology some other filters have?
Well, some filters have UV lights in them, which have been known in some cases to kill contaminants in the air. Like I said, our company has been in the air purification space for 20 plus years. And so we've been doing this for a long time. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with air purifiers that have, or air cleaners that have ultraviolet. But what we really wanted to do with Air Doctor was really create a medical grade air purifier that addressed, you know, particulate matter that we're breathing down to 0.003 microns. And so, you know, you can zap some contaminants in the air, but these are actual particles, you know, so we really want to make sure that we're capturing these particles in the air and that we're also putting the air through this carbon filter, this VOC carbon filter. It's really important because these gases, who knows if ultraviolet can really handle a lot of the stuff that's in the air these days, you know? So I think that if people have an ultraviolet light, I think it's an extra layer of protection. It's just not how we built our machines.
Hey friends, did you know there is an ancient botanical that modern research shows performs on a level comparable to metformin when it comes to supporting healthy blood sugar levels? And not only that, this compound also supports the gut microbiome, healthy cholesterol levels, and even stimulates the AMPK pathway in the body to support cellular cleanup and longevity. You might have heard about AMPK. We talk about it a lot in the context of fasting, which also stimulates it. I am talking about berberine. I take berberine every single day of my life, and I see massive differences on my CGM, my continuous glucose monitor, when I use it. I take it to support my fast and before meals to reduce blood sugar levels. It is a powerhouse of a compound. And like I said, people are prescribed the pharmaceutical metformin to control their blood sugar levels when they could be taking this completely natural compound that has been used for thousands of years in both ancient traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. I wanted to make the best berberine on the market, so that's why I created AvalonX Berberine 500. We did so much testing to find the most potent, pure, and clean form available. There's no problematic fillers, no common allergens, just pure, vegan, lab-tested berberine, extracted from traditional sources. Friends, I am not kidding the difference I see on my blood sugar levels with this berberine. We're talking no post-meal spikes when I eat all that fruit and lower fasting blood sugar levels. It also reduced my HbA1c and my cholesterol levels. You can get it at avalonx.us. And the coupon code IFPODCAST will get you 10% off. You can also get a one-time 20% off coupon code when you text AvalonX to 877-861-8318. That's AvalonX to 877-861-8318. And you can get a 15% off coupon code by signing up for email updates. For that, just go to avalonx.us/email list. Again, friends, this is one of the most powerful compounds you can add into your health and wellness routine. Healthy blood sugar control, even if you're not pre-diabetic or diabetic, is so important, and berberine helps support that. It is the ultimate compound for blood sugar control, cholesterol, your gut microbiome, and longevity. Get it at avalonx.us with the coupon code IFPODCAST.
Okay, and another sort of related question. This is an interesting one because people ask on both sides of the equation. So there's like the role of ozone. Some people, like Madia, wanted to know if there was recommendations for those with ozone, but then I was reading about recommendations to avoid ones with ozone. What is the role of ozone in air filters?
So we have a built-in ionizer in Air Doctor that you can either use or not, because some people really love to have these negative ions in the air that really replicate this kind of like out in the forest environment. It's an optional feature. Some people, it doesn't really generate a measurable amount of ozone enough for where some people would be concerned, but we have it in there. Some people like it, to your point. Some people don't. And so it just kind of depends on preference.
Do you use it on yours?
You know what? I don't use it on mine, to be honest with you, because I just stick it in auto mode and I go. But a lot of people really love that negative ion. So I think it just, you know, it's kind of like when we start talking about water, it's like remineralized or not, right? Like, you know, people have a preference. So I like to compare it to like, do you like mineral water or non-mineral water? I think it's really preference. And we made it so you can turn it on or off just for that point.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm getting flashbacks too. I feel like there was like a really popular time with the ionizing like hair dryers and straighteners. And there was like that whole thing, which I guess mine still has that option, but okay. Gotcha. And then, this is another just like me question. Every time I change the filter in my Air Doctor, something I have like a miniature little stress moment about is I think about how clearly these particles are microscopic and tiny and we can't see them. So I assume that a lot of them, like there could be a lot in a small amount of space that I don't even see. So when I'm changing the filter, I'm like, oh my goodness, am I releasing? Like I do it so slowly and then I very slowly drop it into the box of the new one and then I take it outside. But I get worried about, am I re-releasing a lot of stuff in the air when I'm changing it?
Melanie, it's so funny because I literally this morning did the exact same thing. Like I changed both units in my house and I used the box and I put it back in the box. So like I use my Air Doctor filter box. I pull out the new filters, I get all ready so I could like surgically take them out and put them in. And so I am completely with you. And the answer is yes. You know, when you're changing the filters on an air purifier, you are like putting some of those contaminants back into the air. When the Air Doctor's closed, it's sealed, but when you're changing the filters, you are opening it up. And so it's really important that I always love to tell people to like change it outside, but also the 80-20 rule, right? Like be careful. You either wear gloves, make sure to either put it in an airtight plastic bag or back in the box and get rid of it. And, you know, you've seen your filters. I mean, we pull some really disgusting stuff out of the air with our machines. And so I think better be safe than sorry when you're changing your filters. Like, really pay attention. Don't get that stuff all over you. Like, be very careful when you're doing the filter change. And also, your Air Doctor, when you put the new filters in, typically mine cycles on and it'll go ahead and it'll repurify the air in the room. So you really, like, once it's all sealed up and doing its thing again, it will go ahead and purify anything that you released into the air. I also love changing them outside.
Awesome. That's so funny. We're the same. I feel like I have... I feel like there's like a list of random skills that you don't know are possible to have. And I feel like the skill I now have is the skill of changing the filter. Like I can like put it into the box. It doesn't even like touch anything. Like it's like a whole moment when I'm changing it. And I also think, you know, especially if people might think that they, oh, it's not really a big deal, that they might not have a problem with their air. The first time, like Helen was saying, that you see the filter to change it, you're like, whoa, it's mind-blowing to think all of that was in the air. It's just mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, and we see some really, like here at the company, we have, I mean, of course, everyone's tagging us on social media. And I think that's one of the reasons that Air Doctor is so popular. People love to show their dirt. And so, you know, with social, when we started being really active on social media, like people love to share their dirt and their filter changes. And I mean, we have seen some thick, hairy filters in our day. So like, and you either have a filter or you are a filter. And so that's very important to know. And I think it's also very satisfying when you see that how well Air Doctor is pulling the contaminants out of your air. And so when you change your, when you go in every 6 months, like I did today, I'm like, wow, you know, like I would be breathing this stuff while I'm sleeping. And it's not pure if I'm breathing that stuff. And so really, I always say, please, like if you have young kids at home, please, please purify their air. We've got so much horrible stuff in our environment these days, and really important that we're really creating a safe place for our kids and for ourselves. And then also, like for biohackers listening, you know, I mean, we are trying so hard to optimize our health and longevity. Purified air is foundational. And so, you know, all the other great stuff that you're doing, you know, to really increase your longevity, you're fighting an uphill battle if you're not purifying your air at home.
I could not agree more. And actually, another, like a non-negotiable for me when looking for apartments has been hardwood floors, not carpet. And so quick question about just cleaning habits in general for people who do and do not have air purifiers, like vacuuming versus dusting versus using like wet cloths, like dry versus wet dusting. Like what are the best habits people can do in their environment just like for free, like that they can do to help minimize the stuff in the apartment?
It's shocking how much people actually should be vacuuming. You should really be vacuuming your house like every other day if you have carpet. It's bananas. Like, I mean, who's going to vacuum their house every other day? But I mean, that's really kind of like the level of clean you have to do, because carpets, you're correct, they're just like a breeding ground of contaminants. Everything gets trapped in there. You can't get them out. And so I always like to say, you know, dust, vacuum, and then go back around and with like a wet type of, you know, seal the deal type of thing. And if you do have carpet at home, you have to vacuum much more than you think you do.
Also, because I pretty regularly have my apartment cleaned, like I said, there were no carpets. I actually had carpet in the bedroom and I had them replace it, which was game changer. But I've noticed like the tops of surfaces for like, if I'm like getting something out of the cabinet, I'll see the top of the kitchen cabinets. I'm like, oh, there's like, you know, a lot of stuff up here. How dangerous is that stuff that's kind of just settled, you know, in high areas? Like, is it actually moving or is it kind of just sitting there so it's not a problem?
I think it really depends. And the answer is we really don't know, right? Like I went and I listened to a doctor speak that, you know, studies air quality and after, you know, post fires here in Los Angeles. And she kind of bent my brain when it relates to volatile organic compounds. So for instance, the contaminants from fire can travel up to 1,000 miles. And they can be found on the surfaces of homes post fire several years. And so these toxins can really stick around for a long time. It's definitely one of the concerns we have here in the Los Angeles area, of course, after these massive fires. But I mean, there's so many areas, like for instance, like East Palestine, Ohio, when they had the huge train derailment. I mean, those contaminants that were released, it affected the air quality in 12 states here in the United States. So, you know, I think it's important that we're mindful. We make sure that we're keeping our environments clean and we're purifying the air, because it's really important that we're moving the air. You have to move the air to clean the air, you know, and if you're in an environment, and unfortunately, you know, since I've been, you know, in my role here at Air Doctor and AquaTrue, I mean, well over 100 million people here in America have been affected by some sort of disaster that has created a hazardous air quality situation for them. So I think it's kind of a not if but when conversation, because we're just living in this time. You know, things happen, cities burn, trains derail, there's huge fires that contaminate our air, not just outside, but it gets trapped in our home. And that's what makes indoor air quality so important. Like once air gets into our home, it's basically trapped in a box. And so making sure that you're circulating it, moving it, and in your immediate environment, the air is purified. It's so, so, so important.
So actually, I'm glad you said that, because to that point, I'm just thinking about how I was asking you earlier about the circulation of the air, you know, within the environment, within the apartment or the home. And is it all, you know, being circulated through the unit. One of the most mind-blowing facts I ever learned, and I like, this is like so mind-blowing to me that I have fact-checked it so many times to make sure that it's actually true. But apparently, because the earth is a closed system, every breath we take likely contains a molecule from every human that has ever breathed as well, which is like mind-blowing to me because of the nature of the science of the numbers and how things circulate. And so if that means that every breath you take has, you know, molecules from every other human that's ever lived breathing, yes, I am guessing these particulate matters and these toxins and these problematic things are moving, you know, everywhere. It's shocking, really, really, it really is. And it's kind of also like, and this might be a good segue to the water side of things. I interviewed Matt Simon. He has a book called A Poison Like None Other or No Other. And it was all about microplastics, and that just completely, it was such a paradigm shift for me. I could never look at the world the same way. And he was talking about how microplastics, for example, are found, like they're found everywhere. They're at the bottom of the ocean. They're at the top of Mount Everest. And so I know people are concerned with them in water, although so I guess they're in air as well. Does Air Doctor remove the microplastics?
Yes, it does. And they are in air as well. And so it's something that, you know, people don't, we're breathing microplastics all day long. But the one place where it really causes the most damage is when you're drinking them with water. But I think to your point about, like, you know, being on the earth with all these people and how we're inhaling all this stuff, I think it's important that we remember that our bodies were built to be these amazing detoxers, you know? And so, you know, when you're looking at ways to shore up your health foundation and, you know, just put yourself in an environment where your body can do its job, the job that it was meant to do by detoxing all these contaminants. That's why I always say pure air and pure water is really foundational, because if you like set your life up to where your body can really detox from the, you know, toxic burden that it gets outside or inside or wherever we are, you're setting yourself up for success.
Yeah, I love that. And I would assume, I don't know, I'd be curious if you know, I would assume with like the detoxification processes in our body, like when we're eating things, I'm assuming we evolved to, you know, I know we evolved to have a, you know, a good detox system for that. And we know that, you know, 80% of the immune system is in the gut. So clearly, like, our bodies are expecting, you know, problematic stuff to come in through food. And I know we would detox as well what we breathe, but I would assume that maybe we didn't quite evolve as many, you know, like I feel like in the past, we have so much more air pollution today that we didn't have when we were evolving compared to preparing for food to be, you know, toxins. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like we probably need to put a very conscious effort into cleaning our air, because I don't know that our bodies are accustomed to just breathing toxic air all the time.
We are not, and nor toxic water. And so I think that's why, like, so when you're sleeping, and why I stress why it's so important to have an air doctor in your bedroom, that is when your body, when you're breathing, when you're sleeping, you're detoxing down to a cellular level, right? And you're breathing oxygen into your cells to really kind of reset for the next day. And so we're not meant to be detoxing all the things that we have in our environment today. I mean, it's really gotten a little crazy. And the pollution has become such that and the man-made chemicals are so harmful that it's very important that we take this kind of these decisions into our own hands, and we make sure that we're in as purified an environment as possible. So we don't have things like myself, like I had, you know, severe osteoporosis at the age of 40. I broke my left hip, I broke my right hip, I broke my ribs. I mean, I was like falling apart. And so, you know, when people, you know, young girls are, you know, starting puberty earlier and earlier, women are, you know, starting menopause earlier and earlier. And a lot of this is from all the endocrine disruption, which can absolutely be correlated to, you know, contaminated air. And then also you have, you know, dementia is on the rise, Alzheimer's is on the rise, and, you know, there's direct links between indoor air pollution and these degenerative diseases as it relates to heart health, brain health, et cetera. So, you know, I think it's so important that we empower ourselves and we do things at home. And, you know, when you have an air doctor at home, and you sleep and you go to a hotel, you're like, oh gosh, like, it's disgusting. Like, I want to go home, right? So, and it happens so frequently. Like, once you sleep and you're in this cleaner environment, you really realize it when you're not.
Hi, friends. I am so excited to tell you about something that I am obsessed with that can revolutionize your health, help with stress levels, support longevity, and really help you when you go out and are having a bit of wine or drinks or all the things. And I'm going to tell you how to get $100 off. So I've been talking about the role of NAD in our health for so long. NAD stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It is a coenzyme that is involved in so many processes in our body, including energy production and DNA repair. And it is depleted by things like stress, aging, lack of sleep, alcohol, and of course, too much partying. In fact, a lot of researchers believe that declining NAD levels is one of the key factors in aging. That's why I have been really interested in boosting and supporting NAD levels, and I have tried all the things. You can take precursors to NAD called NR and NMN. I still take NMN. However, I am much more alert by directly giving your body NAD. And historically, the most common way to do that is accessible to people was through NAD IVs and NAD shots. I actually never did an NAD IV for a few reasons. One, they are extraordinarily expensive. Two, I've been doing the shots, which I liked because they were easy to do. That said, they always made me feel a little bit unwell right afterwards. And I've heard that the IV makes a lot of people feel unwell. So if the shots were making me feel unwell and that was going into the muscle first as like a barrier, I can't even imagine what putting it straight into my bloodstream would have done. Plus with the IVs, you have to sit there for potentially hours. So basically IVs were a no-go for me. So like I said, I was doing the shots, but I was like, I wish there was an easier way to do this. Then a company called Ion Layer reached out to me. Oh my goodness, friends, I am so obsessed. So they make transdermal NAD patches. And they have studies showing that these patches actually boost your NAD levels. And what's so amazing is you put on a patch. It's super easy to put on. I have a video on my Instagram about how you do it. You basically get this patch thing with like a negative side and a positive side. You put saline on one side, you mix up the NAD with some sterile water and the NAD that they give you on the other side. Then you stick it to your arm or wherever you want to put it. You put a super cool black patch over it, kind of like how you put the patches over CGMs. And then what's amazing is there are no side effects. You don't feel unwell from it. And it lasts for 14 hours. And it's so easy. You can do it at home and then you can really decide when you want to do it. So with the shots, I was doing them once a week and I was trying to do them before going out. With this patch, now I put on the patch before going out and it makes me feel so good. It really helps the next day from any alcohol recovery that you may need. And they look pretty awesome with my outfits, not gonna lie. I am obsessed with these patches. I just want everybody to know about them and they are so much more affordable than the shots or the IVs. If you want to boost your NAD levels, support anti-aging, help with your stress, help with lack of sleep, and or optimize your partying, you need these patches, friends. And I'm so excited because working with the company has been amazing and they are giving you guys $100 off, which is incredible. So to get that discount, just go to melanieavalon.com/ionlayer. That's I-O-N-L-A-Y-E-R, and use the coupon code MelanieAvalon to get $100 off your first order. I cannot recommend these enough. I'm going to use them for the unforeseeable future, probably for the rest of my life. It's literally just become part of my arsenal now. Like when I'm getting ready to go out, usually once a week, put on my NAD patch. And even if I don't go out that week, I still like to do one once weekly. Oh, P.S. They're also amazing for traveling. You guys know I'm not a big traveler. I've been doing more traveling recently and I wear these on the plane there and back. Game changer. Although it's really fun at TSA, especially because I already opt out and don't go through the scanner thing. So they already are suspicious. And then they're like, what's that on your arm? And I'm like, it's NAD. And then they're like, what's that? And then I'm like, it's a coenzyme in your body that's involved in a lot of metabolic processes and energy production and DNA repair. And then they just look at me really weird, but it's fine. It's totally fine. So again, that's melanieavalon.com/ionlayer to get $100 off your ion layer kit. It comes with 6 patches, totally the way to go for boosting NAD levels, and I cannot recommend it enough. MelanieAvalon.com/ionlayer with the coupon code MelanieAvalon for $100 off. So literally giving air doctors to people for as gifts is one of my favorite things to do. So like I gave my therapist, for example, because we have our sessions in, you know, this relatively small room, and the air quality is just not the best. So for like, I think for her birthday or for Christmas, I was like, Merry Christmas. Here's an air purifier. Not me being selfish at all here. But for Christmas presents, I just think they make really wonderful gifts for people.
So funny story. My husband is always like, you know, we have cameras on the house and he's like, why is someone rolling an air doctor out of our house into their car? Like, cause I'm always like, come get it. You know, like there's a fire near your house. I mean, I'm a big giver of air doctors for everybody who knows me will let you know. But I think it's really important that it's a great gift. And like here, when we had the fires in Los Angeles, we put 20,000 units into the community here. Like I said, it's something that people should just have because you never know when you're going to need one. And when you need one, it's really hard to get them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely one of my favorite gifts to give. So the water side of things, what is like, how analogous is that to the air? Is it similar, the types of toxins in water? Is it different types of toxins? What should we think about there? And then, for example, I saw, okay, again, it was a headline, so I actually didn't read the study, but it was saying like a recent finding was finding that there was actually more plastic in glass bottles than plastic bottles. And I was like, oh my goodness, I don't even know what to do anymore. So stuff in water, what do we need to be aware of?
Well, I mean, I think primarily there's a water is very, very complex. We really want to make sure that we are purifying our water at home, because then you have control over what you're drinking. To your point, you know, we know that, you know, plastic bottles, they're a non-starter. There is recently a study put out, I believe it was by Harvard, that if you just stop drinking out of plastic, you can reduce your microplastic exposure by 80%, which is very, very, I mean, that's powerful. You know, so for everybody out there listening, please just stop with single-use plastic. And just by doing that, you're going to make a big difference in your health and how much microplastics you're exposed to. In addition to that, some of these companies that are putting water in glass bottles or drinks in glass bottles, they may not be filtering their water through reverse osmosis. So maybe they're not addressing the source water. You know, so the gold standard to water purification is reverse osmosis. I also really like distillation. I think that's a good option too. But RO, you're really sure that you've pulled all these contaminants out of the water. And today, you know, one of our biggest concerns in water is forever chemicals, because forever chemicals are called forever for a reason, because it is nearly impossible to remove them. So, I mean, we have a slew of bad stuff in our water. And at AquaTrue, you know, our mission at Air Doctor and AquaTrue is that we believe that everybody has the right to pure air and pure water backed by science. And so our AquaTrue company, which is a sister company to Air Doctor, we're certified to remove 84 contaminants to NSF standards. And so we really spend the money on the testing to make sure that, you know, for your filter life, you can really depend on our AquaTrue units.
Yeah. So to that point, yeah, because now I'm thinking more about the glass thing. I wish I had actually read the article, because I was assuming like, oh, well, maybe it's plastic contamination from the production process. But yeah, like you're saying, it could be that, because I do drink a lot of like glass bottled water where they say it comes, you know, pure directly from the source. So I don't know if they're actually filtering that water or if it's just, you know.
Unfortunately, you know, water filtration is very complex, and filtered water isn't necessarily enough. You know, you want to make sure it's reverse osmosis filtered water. The question comes in always is about the minerals, you know, and the truth is that we're not getting a lot of our minerals, especially from our tap water at home, you know, and you're only getting so much in your water. People get most of their minerals from food. Also, remineralization, and it's become so popular now. I think that minerals are very specific. People are getting really tuned in to what they need. And so, yeah, so it's really, really important that I just think you can bottle your own water at home, and you should, because that way you just know.
I was going to go there and ask about the removing of minerals, the remineralization. It sounds like if you have to err on the side of unpurified water and taking in the contaminants, but taking in, you know, a small amount of minerals with it, like you'd be much better off to have just pure water. And like you said, get minerals from food.
Oh, for sure. I mean, for everyone that's listening, I always like to say this, everyone should go to EWG.org if you're not driving and run your water report for your zip code. I can tell you that mine has 17 contaminants that are over the health safety guidelines that cause cancer. And so, you know, I think that it's really important that people educate themselves on the quality of water in their municipality, and that they really understand what's coming out of their tap, because it's mind-bending. Like, I was in Orlando a few months ago for a conference, and I was like running people's water reports at the table, and I was chatting with these women, and there was a woman, I ran her water report, and her arsenic was 1,000 times over the health guidelines in Orlando, Florida, the home of Disney World, right? And she was like, I'm going to die. So, you know, we gave her an AquaTrue to make sure she was okay. But like, you know, people just don't realize what is going on in these PFAS and these forever chemicals. They build up in your body. So super important. go to EWG.org, run your zip, and find out what's coming through your tap. Really important.
I love that. I love the EWG for everything, food, skincare. I actually didn't realize you could check it for water. That's amazing. I'm going to check mine. It's also, it's wild to me that we have fluoride in the water. Like, I don't know. It's just crazy to me. Like, who, and because you mentioned earlier the word like rights, like everybody having rights to clean air and clean water. And with the water, it's something where I'm like, I didn't sign up to have fluoride put into my water. Like, I feel like that, I don't know. I feel like it goes against constitutional rights to me.
Let's talk about it. And I'll just really go there. No one should expect that the government is really doing a good job of delivering pure water to your tap. It's potable. In most cases, it's free from bacteria and virus, but that's about it. And in 2023, there was a bipartisan bill passed to really address the water issues we have here in the United States. And what happens is, you know, so many lawsuits, there were all these lawsuits by private sector against the United States government. These bills just get held up in lobby and lawsuits and nothing happens. And even if it were to have gone, this big infrastructure bill, had it gone through, I wouldn't have seen it been completed in my lifetime. We have over 12 million lead waterways still here in the United States of America. And so when you think about like just the massive undertaking it is to deal with all that, it gets a little, you know, it's pretty mind-bending. And then also the road traveled, you know, you can have, like, let's say a municipality is doing reverse osmosis. So they are removing fluoride or not adding it to it. You know, I mean, fluoride's a known carcinogen. There's no reason it should be in our water supply. And the only way to get rid of it is with a reverse osmosis water purifier like Aquatrode. Very hard to remove. And so, but the road traveled to our homes is filled with all kinds of, you know, pesticides, industrial runoff. You've got, you know, we're finding antidepressants in our water supply, antibiotics, you know, rocket fuel. I mean, it's really, our water is in really, it's a pretty dire situation. So for everyone listening, please cook and drink purified water at home, because people think when they cook, everybody, like we've been grown up, we go to the sink, we fill up a pot or a tea kettle, we put it on the stove, but contaminants do not boil out. So really important that people realize that.
Actually, so to that point, so the different units for AquaTrue that you have, what all can we address with the cooking water, the sink water? What about people? What about like when people take showers?
I'm super really proud of this, actually. There's a little bit of a difference between drinking water and the water that you shower in, because it like it kind of rinses off. Like you're not ingesting so much water when you're in the shower. But at the same time, skin is our biggest organ, right? So we just launched a new shower head here at AquaTrue. We have been working on this shower head for years and years.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, I'll send you one. Yeah, I mean, we literally launched it like last week. This is breaking news here for people listening to the podcast. So here's the thing about shower filters. Most shower filters that are on the market today, they remove chlorine, but they don't address chloramines. And so chloramines are used in 40% of our water supply. It's like a chlorine alternative, and it's chlorine mixed with ammonia. Very difficult to remove. And so when we were making this shower head, because we're like, you know, the pure water people, we know all about chlorine, chloramines, all the things, right? So we set out to create a shower head that made sure to remove chloramines. Because guess what? Like here in Los Angeles, if you're listening to this and if you live in Los Angeles and you have a shower filter, We use chloramines here in the city of Los Angeles to disinfect the water, and your chlorine shower filter isn't going to work for you. People just don't know that. And so I'm so excited to educate about this. And so you really, when you're looking at shower filters, you want to make sure that you're removing chlorine, chloramine, heavy metals, and that there is some tested to NSF standards involved. And also it's one of these things, like with any type of water filter, whether it's for your shower, at home, you want to make sure you're on top of your filter changes. So for instance, like, you know, pitcher filters, first of all, that's a single filter. But if you do not change a pitcher filter on time, you're super dosing your water with contaminants. And people don't realize that. And it's the same thing like with your fridge filter when it goes out. Like you can taste it, right? You can taste the ice. And so that's like super dosed ice. So really important that people who use pitcher or fridge filter at home and our shower filters that we're on top of our filter changes. At AquaTrue, we have a 4-stage full reverse osmosis system that really, like, it's a very beautiful peace of mind system. We have one that goes on the counter called our AquaTrue Carafe. It's got a glass pitcher. It's so beautiful. It's really super easy. And then we have a little bit bigger version. We have an under sink version, and we're just introducing our shower head, which is really going to be a game changer in this category. I'm so excited.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I did not know that about the chlorine versus the, what did you call it?
Chloramines. And they're like, I mean, when you think about it, it's like Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, San Francisco. I mean, I could go on and on of all these places that uses chloramines. Nobody knows this stuff. And so, I mean, that's my role here, right? My role here is to just educate and make sure you know what's in your water and what are they even putting in it at the municipality. You can ask your water district. Typically, they send out like a quarterly report. Really read it. Know what's happening. Know what's coming out of your tap, out of your shower, because knowledge is power. And if we learn about this stuff, we can really take steps to live in a healthier environment.
Yeah, I love this. And so to clarify, when you were talking about the importance of changing your water filters, are you saying that if you don't change it, it's actually going to be more contaminated than not even using the filter?
Yeah, it leaches. You know, they leach, they superdose. And so it's pretty, you know, with our AquaTrue units, we have a light on the water purifiers that lets you know. And we give you on our under sink filter, we give you some benchmarks on when to change them. But this is something you really need to pay attention to. So if you're filtering your water, if you have a shower filter, just make sure to stay on top of your filter changes. Really important.
Okay, that's such an actionable insight that I'm going to change my habits, because I feel like I've been I'm very excited. I'm going to start using the AquaTrue shower filter. But the one I've been using before, I mean, I don't know. I was very lax in changing it. So, holy, okay. That's really good to know. We're going to change our habits there. The under sink version, is that something if you live in an apartment you can install, or can you really only do that if you like own a house?
I think it depends on the relationship you have with your landlord. A lot of landlords are like, yeah, go ahead. You know, you can do like an undersink air gap. If you have a dishwasher, there's ways to install it. It's about a couple $100 installation if you call TaskRabbit. I have the undersink in my own home, and I really think it makes it very easy for me to cook and do everything with my water, because it's really, I have the spigot right there and I'm using purified water all the time. Also, that's one of the reasons we came out with our AquaTrue Carafe. If you have a small footprint, if someone's at college, if you have an RV or a small apartment, or if there's just a single person, you just, you know, fill the tap water up and it's just like making a pot of coffee, but you're literally purifying your water.
What are your thoughts? Do you get the alkaline version or not?
So I cook so much with my purified water. I don't do the alkaline version. I do the plain carbon version. And then I remineralize my water with like I'm a big fan of Beam Minerals. They're like my favorite. I use Beam Minerals. At AquaTrue, we have some other minerals too that you can add to your water in drops. But a lot of people really love, so let's talk about it. Our water purifier, AquaTrue, has three filters. So the first one is a carbon filter. The second one is our reverse osmosis filter. And then our third one is our VOC carbon. And then you can also have a pH carbon. And so you can pick if you want to remineralize your water, raise the pH and make it alkaline, or if you just want like a standard purified kind of like coconut carbon filter. So I like the really like, I'm not a fan of mineraled water. So I like it really pure and kind of crisp tasting. But some people really love mineraled water and love the high pH, love alkaline water. And for people that really love alkaline water, it is a very cost-effective way to get alkaline water at home.
Amazing, amazing. Okay. And then I'm trying to see, okay, we talked about the microplastics. Deborah wanted to know, and you mentioned earlier heavy metals a little bit. She said, I'm interested in water filters that filter out aluminum. The only one I'm aware of that does that is Brita. So does this filter out aluminum and all the things?
Yes, we do. AquaTrue does filter out heavy metals.
Okay, perfect. And then, so earlier when you were saying that people could look on the EWG for, you know, what's actually in their water. What about when it actually comes to like testing their own water? So Pamela said, where can I get an affordable water test to see if my filter is actually working? So can people test their own water?
You can. I mean, you can go to any hardware store, Lowe's, Home Depot, even online on Amazon. You can get water testing kits and you send them in to test your water. Depending on the type of water purifier you have, you can also get a TDS meter. That's not necessarily super accurate because there's small things. That's not a total dissolved solid that might pop out. So my recommendation is just to pick one up from a reputable hardware store.
Awesome. I haven't done that. I guess I drink a lot of, like, I just go buy bottled glass water because I liked the idea of, you know, getting it straight from the source and getting the minerals. Although now I'm thinking more about these, you know, ever problematic compounds that are in our environment, and I'm rethinking things a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think that like if you're out and you want to, like, I still think that glass is the better option than plastic. Like if you have to drink water, like the last thing anybody wants is for us to all be dehydrated. So, you know, like practice the 80-20 rule there. But once you start bottling your own water at home, it's kind of like purifying your air. It's a game changer. And it really, like what we do here at Ideal Living is we, with our brands Air Doctor and AquaTrue, is we take the guesswork at purifying your air and purifying your water. You know, there is a lot of bogus claims in water purification. And so really make sure, like when you're looking at water purifiers, that people post their actual results, because people will say, oh, you know, it removes this. It might only remove, let's say, I don't know, lead for 10 gallons, not for the life of the filters. And so there's a lot of brands out there that make some very disingenuous claims. And so knowledge is power. Look at the data sheets on companies' websites. And if they're not posting it, then I personally wouldn't buy from that company.
The big barrier for me, and it's what I was touching on a little bit, but so like air, I'm like totally there. I'm like all the air purifiers, like, you know, get the Air Doctor, clean the air. And then with the water, I am so like, I don't want to say scared, but so I see the tap water and I'm like, there's so much in there that is just so bad that I've always historically felt safer getting, like I said, this like straight from the source and glass bottles water. So this is like an in real time me realizing that, oh, like these filters can actually take the stuff out of the water. Like it's hard for me to believe that it actually can take the stuff out.
Well, I think the thing is like, you know, like at AquaTrue, we have quadruple filtration. So it's not like just like a pitcher filter. You know, you have your phase one filter, which is pulling big things out like rust and sediment. And then you go through a carbon filter that's removing lead, chlorine, chloramines. And then you have the reverse osmosis filter. So what reverse osmosis means is there's a reverse osmosis membrane and the purified water goes through and the contaminated water stays back, right? And then we go through our fourth filter, which is the carbon VOC that is actually like removing things like drug residue, the forever chemicals, all the things. And so that there's actually contaminated water that's left behind in your aquatru that you throw out. That's the poisonous water. And you do not want to be drinking that water. And so we're actually like separating the pure water from the contaminated water. And you can see that that water, it smells, it's disgusting. And some people, you know, it's like a small amount of wastewater when you go through the purification process. And some people are like, oh, you know, you're wasting water. Really, that's poisonous water. Like no one needs to be ingesting that water, right? So like once you see how the machine works, and I'm going to send you one so you can try it. You'll be like, oh my gosh, like there's the pure water and there's a contaminated water. Like you can almost see for yourself.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm having paradigm shifts here. What about for the shower water where it's going through so fast? Is there wastewater there?
I mean, yeah, like look, like unless you have a whole house reverse osmosis water system, you're going to have some contaminants coming through your shower. I mean, it just is what it is. And it's like a different, there's so much water, like it's such high pressure that, you know, filters can only do so much. But I think that, you know, removing the chlorine and the chloramines, like they're major disinfectant. And so they're not going to be harming your skin. They're not going to be harming your hair. And then also, these heavy metals, we don't want them coming in through our skin. So that's where the technology is right now for shower, right? And these shower filters that, and also the same thing, you want to make sure that things are being tested to NSF certifications. We actually like resurrected the chloramine testing because it was so important to us to make sure that chloramines were being discussed in this conversation because these shower filters just aren't working for so many people if their water is being treated with chloramines. And so, like I said, knowledge is power. Something's better than nothing, right? And if you're really looking for like a whole house, you want to make sure you're showering in complete purified water, RO at the house level is the way to go. But I really think that we've developed something so beautiful with our AquaTru shower filter that's really addressing a lot of skin and hair concerns.
I am so excited about this shower filter. It's crazy. And then also you have one, well, was there anything else you wanted to touch on with the water and the air?
I think one of the things with our shower filter, just to talk about it because it just came out, I'm so excited because this is one of my babies and I've been working on it for so long with the team. We're so excited to launch this, is that you're not necessarily sacrificing pressure. And we have four different shower settings. And so you can have regular, massage, mist, like the jet stream. And so it really works. You can go in and adjust it, which I think it's very satisfying to me. And also it's pretty affordable. Like we've really tried to, you know, like what we do here at Air Doctor and AquaTru, we really try to make these products. We try to make a superior product that's backed by science and that is super affordable for people. So I'm just really proud of the work we've done.
Two comments there. Well, three comments. Again, congratulations. This is so exciting too. So is it an actual shower head?
Yeah, it's a shower head. And so you just screw it on and then you can change the filters. I believe you have to change the filters every 90 days. I love mine. Like I just started using mine and it's like immediately I could tell the difference. Like the second I got in the shower, I was like, wow, game changing.
Oh my goodness. I am so excited. So, so excited. Okay. And then the third thing, I'm glad you mentioned the affordable piece because I was actually going to circle back to that, which, like I said, when I first was exposed to, no pun intended, to Air Doctor, I really was impressed with what you guys were saying about having, you know, in part the mission, making this affordable for everybody. That's not something I've seen in any other air purification, water purification brand. But you guys actually talk about that, like the importance of making it affordable for people, you know, really bringing this into people's lives. Has that been difficult to do, like to balance making things affordable and still having this, you know, really high tech?
Yeah. I mean, I think like a lot of development goes into these products. And like I was mentioning at the beginning of this podcast, you know, we've been in this space, in the air purification space, for over 20 years. And what happened was, is we were selling to all the big box retailers and they kept squeezing the quality out of the units. And, you know, Peter Spiegel, our founder here, just didn't want to do that anymore. You know, so he sold one of his air purification businesses, but he held on to Air Doctor because that's the one that he made for himself. He suffers from allergies. He has a home in Austin, you know, Cedar fever, the whole thing. And he wanted to really put out something that was medical grade that he could provide his friends, which are some of the foremost health experts, you know, in the country still. And, you know, he held on to Air Doctor. And so here we are. And the science going into making it's science, and it's also relationships and just our breadth of manufacturing and engineering that really allows us to provide such a quality product for this price. And we are very intentional in this. Like, we really, like, our mission drives everything. We'd like to be first on the ground. Like, we're always trying to help, whether it was Maui, our fires here at home, Flint, Michigan. I mean, we're constantly, how can we help? What do you need? And so pure air and pure water for all is really our mission and what gets us out of bed every day.
That's so incredible. Yeah, you can really, really tell when a company has heart and, you know, really value behind their mission, and you guys have that. So I'm just so grateful. And then one third leg, when did you launch AromaTrue?
Oh gosh, we launched AromaTrue like three years ago, I think about 3 years ago. And so this is like, I mean, should I do a little teaser with you right now? I'm going to do a teaser just for you, Melanie. So we made this cute little baby AromaTrue device that you can actually put on your Air Doctors. You guys look for it this holiday season. It is the cutest thing. There's just a little aromatherapy device that goes right on your Air Doctors. You will die. I love it. AromaTrue, the company, was created for people that really wanted waterless aromatherapy. And you basically can directly use aromatherapy from the bottle, and you can mix and match your blends, whether you like lavender or tea tree or, you know, peppermint. You can really kind of like set your AromaTrue to any mood. You can use it with any oil. We recommend, like, AromaTrue, of course, is USDA certified organic. It's very important that we're using organic oils in our aromatherapy devices. So it's a pretty fun device.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I think listeners are, if they're like, okay, I'm just giddy right now because I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm going to get the shower filter. I got to try this water purification. I already love my Air Doctor unit. And actually, I probably need to order some more filters. So for listeners, discounts for you on all the things. I cannot recommend enough cleaning up your air, cleaning up your water. This is like so, so important to me. And I can't think of a better company than, you know, Ideal Living and Air Doctor and AquaTrue to do this. So you can go to airdoctor.com/Melanie Avalon, and that will have all the information you guys need to get a discount on all the things. So definitely check that out. Again, that is airdoctor.com/Melanie Avalon. Wow, Helen, thank you so much. Ever since when I met you at, you know, the Eudaimonia conference, I was like, oh, like, she really knows what she's talking about. And I can't wait to have her on the show and dive deep into all the things. And I really appreciate everything that you're doing. Was there anything else you wanted to share with listeners about, you know, things that you would like to educate on or share about the company?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody has any questions, you can always reach out to me. You can find me at Helen Cristoni, or you can message us at Air Doctor, AquaTrue. We're on all the socials, and we're always available to answer your questions.
Awesome. So as a brief reminder, listeners, go to airdoctor.com/Melanie Avalon. That's where you can get all these things with a discount. And Helen, thank you so much for your time and all that you're doing. And the last question that I ask every single guest on this show, and it's just because I am so obsessed with the importance of mindset in everything. So what is something that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful for my family. and just being able to wake up every day, truly.
I love it. I love it so much. Thank you, Helen. You are the best. We'd love to have you back on in the future, and just thank you for everything that you do.
All right, Melanie, have a beautiful day, and thank you to everyone listening.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. For more information and resources, you can check out my book, What, When, Wine, as well as my supplement line, Avalon X. Please visit melanieavalon.com to learn more about today's guest, and always feel free to contact me at contact@melanieavalon.com. And always remember, you got this.